There are people in the world who never leave their rooms. They don't get to experience the outdoors or life in a lot of ways. A wheelchair is a basic need for many people with disabilities. And so it's hard to imagine, but it does happen. 100 million people, right, Georgia? 100 million people in the world need wheelchairs. They don't have access to them.
That's right.
Yeah. So we are joined by Georgia Price. She's the development officer for Wheelchair Mission. She also has a special talent. She's a singer. So you can see her at what theater is it?
La Mirada Theater.
La Mirada Theater. You'll do shows there at La Mirada Theater sometimes. And so what inspired you to work with Free Wheelchair Mission?
Well, I think I remember being about 3 years old, and I was the little kid who watched the World Vision Channel. World Vision Channel. I'd go on and turn the TV on and see these little kids who, you know, needed help. And that kind of left an imprint on me as a kid. And when I grew up, I always had it in my mind that I would be able to work for a nonprofit and be able to lend both of my hands and my feet to do whatever it is that would help them. And when I met Dawn at Free Wheelchair Mission, I was completely compelled that this was the thing for me. And I spent a lot of time looking at the videos on our website and seeing people who didn't have arms or didn't have legs or at least couldn't use them crawl around and be below the rest of the communities that they were raised in. Mm-hmm. And gosh, the sadness in their faces and the hopelessness just totally broke my heart. And when I got to meet the staff at Free Wheelchair Mission and see that these people were tirelessly working to alleviate that sort of hopelessness from people globally, I was just like, gosh, I got to be with them. I have to do it. I'll take out the trash. I'll do the dishes, whatever it takes to get in at Free Wheelchair Mission.
They had you.
They had me. They had me at hello.
Right. And this is how long ago did you join Free Wheelchair Mission?
3 years ago.
So you really are familiar with traveling now, because that's a lot of what you do. So paint a picture of Free Wheelchair Mission for us, kind of what you guys do. You do this globally, and this is in areas where people are just absolutely stricken by poverty and don't have a lot of alternatives.
Free Wheelchair Mission itself is a humanitarian, faith-based nonprofit, and we do provide wheelchairs at no cost to people in the developing nation with disabilities. And the reason we can do it is really because of our partners. So we work with a conglomeration of anywhere from 40 to 90 plus distribution partners in different nations around the world, developing nations. And with their help, Free Wheelchair Mission here in California raise the funds, design the chair, and manufacture them, and then they ship to that country where our distribution partner meets them.
Right.
And they take a big container of about 550 wheelchairs and they know the name of every person that's going to get a chair. So it's really our partners with their volunteers and staff that distribute these wheelchairs with training from Free Wheelchair Mission. And sometimes we send our staff over as well. But they do a lot of community outreach. They help a lot of different people get up off of the ground, out of the dirt, out of these back rooms. They get a lot of people up off the ground with all different sorts of disabilities who are struggling. And the goal is that it's a lifetime partnership. So when they get a chair, they also have a support system.
This is really everywhere throughout Africa, Bangladesh, Mexico. And those are just a few of the places that you go, right?
Absolutely.
Tell us what it's like for some people, you know, what they go through. What causes this? Why don't they have a chair? You know, it's hard to imagine here. We would be able to get access or get access to help people who could help us, but that's not the case.
That's absolutely right. We don't have a huge need here in the States. We have a lot of great systems set up to help us here, but overseas and in the developing nations, they don't as much. So, of course, medical attention is a huge one. So we struggle and work with a lot of people who have diabetes. There's surprisingly a lot of birth defects, specifically in Africa. A lot of women, for example, in Africa who are giving birth, sometimes they're giving birth on their own or without medical attention, and something goes wrong and a baby ends up being born with dislocated hips, or, you know, there's a disconnection in the spine with how the brain and the spine and the rest of the body connects. So they're paralyzed for many different reasons. The other thing that we see a lot is accidents. As crazy as LA driving can be, in the developing nations, driving and roads and all of that terrain is a lot crazier. And so oftentimes people are hit on the side of the road and just left there. And in a lot of the cultures that we serve, unfortunately, when someone has a disability, they are looked down upon and they are kind of shunned. It's almost like a shame on the family. And a lot of our people we serve end up in back rooms of homes. And for 10, 20, 30 years, you may never know they're there. And all of a sudden, when one of our partners, when Free Wheelchair Mission is able to reach them and give them a chair, and they are allowed back out into the community, they are into the society again, they're able to even go get a job, a lot of them. And for the first time, neighbors meet their neighbors who they didn't know lived there. And the most beautiful thing about being able to serve and give people who are having these disabilities a wheelchair is just seeing the dignity restored on their faces. It's seeing the hope in their eyes. It's seeing this gratitude flood up in their faces. And, you know, sometimes they just start to reel off all these things that they're now able to do.
That has to be really rewarding for you to know that and to see it happening. And you keep in contact. If they need to have a replacement, you're there for them. And then also it's the emotional support, getting them back into the community, making them mobile. Mm-hmm. It's like the gift of mobility that you offer people in the world. You mentioned Don in the beginning. Don's the founder, right?
Don Schoendorfer.
He's the one that came up with this in the beginning, right? This was about 16 years ago?
Yeah. This was quite a long time ago. He had the idea in his mind and his heart for a long time and then started Free Wheelchair Mission in 2001.
And one of the reasons that it's so effective and this program works so well is because of the design of the chair. Don came up with an idea to make the chair affordable, basic, so that it's easy to use, doesn't need a car mechanic to fix it. You know, it's really kind of a basic chair, but means so much to people. And he thought of a way to sort of get this mass produced so you could get it to people.
He's a real smart guy.
You've gotten up to how many chairs now since 2001?
I believe we're at about 900, a little over 940,000. Approaching a million. Our mission to a million is here.
A million lives changed and more to come. I know he wants to get to everyone, which is how many?
100 million people. We have a long ways to go.
Well, you just
we're going to do it.
You are going to do it because he's so dedicated and so are you. And Tim Tebow was just recently at an event that you guys had.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us about that?
Absolutely. Every summer, actually towards the end of July, we have our gala. And we don't have very many events, but this is our one big thing. And this year, just last week, we had our 13th annual gala, and it was also our 15th anniversary, and Tim Tebow was our keynote speaker for the event. It is at the Segerstrom, Renee and the Henry Segerstrom Concert Hall, and this year, actually, we saw about a 30% growth in the people who ended up showing up that night. So we had just over 800 people in the audience, in the crowd, and we raised $19,261 wheelchairs, people who are able to get up off the ground. It's about $1.5 million. And Tim, along with Don, did just an awesome job of connecting Free Wheelchair Mission to Tim's mission and just bringing it into life that these people that we're both serving are working in conglomeration to be lifted up, to be transformed, to have that gift of mobility.
Yes.
It was very inspiring.
That is really inspiring. So 19,000 in one night. Thank you to Tim's celebrity, right? In part. So if more celebrities would get involved, that's even more chairs, more mobility for people.
Yes.
So people,
please contact us.
right. I was going to ask about contact information or how can people best help you? What are some of the ways?
There's a lot of ways, actually. If you're willing to part with $77.91, that's how much it costs us to give someone a wheelchair. So you can always call the office down in Irvine is where we're headquartered. Let us know, hey, I want to make a donation. One wheelchair is an awesome gift to be able to give someone. And outside of that, the next best thing is for people to help us open doors and introduce us to other organizations, businesses that want to be socially responsible or have funds that they would like to give away, a certain amount of funds every year. We would love to be connected to businesses who are wanting to give back, and we would love to be connected to other people who might either become a donor or a volunteer to the organization. There's a very small group of us. There's about 25 of us, and we can do a lot. We work pretty hard, but we would love the help of some volunteer fundraisers, and we have a program for that. If you are one of those people who are interested in, volunteering and raising funds and are good at networking, please just call our office and say, hey, I want to talk to the development staff. I have some ideas.
And medical staff, medical personnel, volunteers, do you need those as well?
We do. We work with physical therapists and occupational therapists from time to time. We have a training program that our programs team uses to train our partners in the developing world. And so we do. We often need some volunteer physical therapists and occupational therapists who could help us. Best way to contact us is either calling the office, and that number is 949-273-8470. Or you can go to our website, which is freewheelchairmission.org, and just click on the contact button, and you'll see the mailing address and info email and the phone number right there.
You can help people who are suffering. They are, you know, in areas where they don't have access to medical care like we do. There's a lot of poverty, malnutrition, mm-hmm. disease. They may have been in a war-torn area and mm-hmm. lost limbs, and they need us. They need the rest of the world.
Yes,
they need help to get mobile again, to be mobile, to get back a life. Nobody should have to live like that. Help is so simple. It's the chair. It's $77. That's it.
That's it.
Do you have any events coming up? You had the gala recently with Tim Tebow.
Our next event is actually in the spring, and it's the OC Marathon. So if you're a runner or someone who can do a 5K, you don't necessarily have to be a runner. You could come run for our team. We have a free wheelchair mission team, and you can sign up. We can get you on board, and you can run that marathon and get your community involved with you as well. Outside of events, the next big event we have is going to be Miracle of Mobility next year. This fall, actually, September 1st through October 31st, we have something called the Challenge, the Times 2 Gift Challenge. And we have a small group of supporters who get together and say, I will give, you know, up to 30 wheelchairs. And we end up pooling all of those challenge funds. And then September 1st, it goes public. And so people call in, or they send in, or they go online and they donate towards this campaign, and their donation is matched by these challengers. So if you're someone, you know, if you're out there and you're like, I like to leverage my giving, so that's a really big thing for us. People get really excited about that.
That's September 1st that it starts?
Yes, okay. September 1st.
Perfect. You have a lot of information at your website at freewheelchairmission.org. Thank you, Georgia.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you.